So states of intellectual focus around faith requires that signs be given so that when the condition or state fulfills the sign, there's faith, there's a belief. I mean, because this whole thing is about coming to see. So with Moses representing the divine truth, and the whole thing is about coming to see that we can have faith and trust in the Lord's divine human, and the divine human is the Word. That's what it is. So here we see a description of these states, and if we think about taking truths and practicing them, and say we get to see that the actual truths that I seek to live from brought into conflict with the principles I actually live from, then we see a leprous state. We see how these things are present. And so then the Word is believed because it's already told us that these things are present. But it's not until we actually see them that they are affirmed for us. So that's the intellectual faith approach, because prior to practice, that sort of faith is purely memory. It's memory stuff, you know, what we've been taught, what others in authority have told us to believe, all of that sort of stuff. And it's not until we actually start looking into it for ourselves that we get to see if it is so or not so. The thing to realize is that as soon as we start to practice truths, there is a new church and an old church existing within us. And all the things that have to do with that old church or the historical faith that's sitting there needs to be exorcised, needs to be looked at. And this is why it's important that these truths start to be applied to our life, right? And by life, it's the life of the mind, like the thinking patterns, the feeling patterns, what's arising as we engage with the text, because this is what's revealing the difference between a faith that is sort of starting to be grounded in experience versus one that's just been accepted as information. And till those things are looked at, we will be taken by those patterns of thinking that hold us at essential corporeal understanding of things. So whenever it's talking about the Lord's divine human, think the Word. Think the Word, because that's what it is. That's what reveals the Lord, is the Word. Think in terms of the Word active in the states that are arising, because that's where the new church in us and all of us is built up from. So all the things that are associated with our historical faith, you know, faith alone, all of those descriptions of the old church in the Word, in the writings, are not talking about the church out there. It's talking about the church in here, and all the states and conditions that are here. The leprous state is here. The solution, the healing states are here. It's all within us. It's all being opened up for us so that we can see. And this is these are the signs, you know, and the greatest sign is that the Lord is the Word, that he has been born into the natural and can elevate us out of Egypt and into those more interior states of life.